Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Wake this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
Oh, graduation season for the kiddos. I say kids. Most of them are 18 by now. Like, not a high school's big day. I don't know what's happening today, but, you know, we're in that,
that window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what do you do after you graduate high school? That is the question. Many people are going to say, go to college. Option A. If you're going to college, you get that. How did you pick your major when you decided to go? You're like, how did you decide what you were going to focus on?
Oh, I always knew what I wanted to do. It was this.
Same.
Like from a very young age.
Yeah, same.
I mean, I grew up here, so I heard a lot of Houston legends, which are some of them still on the radio.
Oddly enough.
So I wanted to get into radio. So it was more of what school I was going to go to.
Yes.
Because A&M had dissolved the program.
Oh, that's true.
I mistakenly decided to go to the University of Texas in the beginning. And then hated that with the passion of a thousand fiery suns. But I'm sure that's not why you're asking me this.
Well, so. I think it's great because I think that a lot of kids, there are people that have that. Where mm-hmm. it's like, hey, I know what I want to be.
Yeah.
And so it makes it a very easy decision. For a lot of people, especially when I was growing up, you would have your friends that were like, I have no idea what I'm majoring in. Because they didn't really know what they wanted to do. They just, you know, just going to college, go to college. And that's fine. That said, some majors will give you a completely different earning potential than others.
Oh, absolutely.
Some majors might make college kind of a waste of your time.
Well, I'd argue the people that go in not knowing what they want to study.
That is, yeah.
Maybe shouldn't go in.
I think that is very fair, Katie.
Not to start a controversial discussion this early.
Yeah.
We are big fans of trade school.
Massive.
Big fans.
Massive.
Especially if you're talking
don't
about earning
you
potential
to do.
And you don't know what you want to do.
Get a trade.
Maybe you like working with your hands. Go see what's out there. See what's available.
We need
these skilled professionals.
You know what's really underrated? Having money
mm-hmm.
out the gates. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these jobs within very couple.
They pay well. And there aren't enough of them. So now you can pretty much charge what you want.
As opposed to that, we have the 10 college degrees that pay the least.
Oh, good.
Off the job.
Oh, good. Anthropology.
Yes, number four. Great. How did you know anthropology?
I took class once, so.
Performing arts at number three.
Could pay off, but by and large won't.
That I would class.
For the people that like hit it big.
Yeah.
I'm going to
classify getting your degree in radio or attempting to get your degree in radio as performing.
Well, there's no money in that. So.
Zero.
Don't count any of those people.
How foolish did you feel when you realized that in this business, that degree means nothing? It's like less than nothing.
I didn't get one, so not that foolish.
I would have saved a couple of bucks, though. I would have saved.
Would have saved more bucks.
I would have saved a few student loans. Not an unmanageable amount of student loans. Just some student loans. General social sciences. A foreign language, like majoring in French, is the very lowest you can expect to make $40,000.
Is that because people don't really go into anything where that's relevant?
I think so.
Because there would have to be like a small amount of jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now that app on your phone does it too, where you just talk into it and it translates you.
Well,
so it's
not
kinda
the
like,
same thing.
It's like, yeah, I mean, probably not, Katie. Probably not. We call these athlete majors, you guys. That's fine. Whatever gets you to the finish line. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Man, I hate to be the square, but if you're thinking of booking a last-minute Airbnb for Memorial Day weekend to throw a rager, don't.
Thanks, Mom.
Gonna encounter some interference. And that's if your booking goes through at all.
If it goes through at all.
Airbnb is making some questionable choices.
If it goes through at all, like why wouldn't it go through?
We'll get back to this.
Okay.
First, the internet is ruthless.
We
ask
know
me
this.
How I know.
No.
We've
those are anonymous comments to go off into the ether. No one really reads those.
We've already
when you just
discussed.
Say horrible things online. Then it's impact free.
That Morgan Wallen got some feedback.
Yes.
On his song, Miami.
Yes, he did.
I hadn't yet heard this take, though.
Oh, yeah.
People now wondering if he collaborated with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
This is, should I play a clip so we can all be on the same page?
Yes, please.
If for some reason you're one of the five people who has not, not actually listened to the song.
He got me in my head for a couple days now, but it don't hit the same as my Tennessee town. Except for getting sand in my boots. Ask yourself, what the hell is a redneck gonna do?
Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Now it's just, I'm imagining him standing there.
Yeah.
With Alvin, Simon, and Theodore in the background.
With the Chipmunks. And that's true. As soon as that gets invoked, it's that. Sorry if you liked that
Although
song.
Although it can't
going
be,
in.
It can't be Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin would never stick to background vocals.
Yeah, he wouldn't stand for
he
that.
He would have killed Morgan Wallen.
You think he's going to do that without a feature?
Morgan Wallen would not have survived that project.
He's going to get points on that album. Okay. There's one thing.
Wasn't that the thing with Miami? He left it open. Like, he did the rapping himself because he figured, like, down the road they might get a feature. So I was thinking they were just trying to leverage it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To something. Really draw a big name. Not that he couldn't already.
You know, people do that. It's like they drop a song with the idea that someone is going to remix it. And then use it on pop or do it. You know, it's just, there's a whole
really get
thing.
Your mileage out of it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, a pretty smart move for a controversial song.
Yes.
Now, moving on, let's talk the Wienermobile.
Mm.
The Wienermobile is known for many things.
Yes.
I don't know that speed is one of them.
It doesn't
strike me as a...
Not intentionally.
Particularly fast vehicle.
What is the max?
But the Indianapolis 500 is Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And this year, as part of the festivities, there will be a Weenie 500 where they will be racing all six of the Wienermobiles.
Y'all are going to regret doing this.
Is it like the street teamers that are in there?
Yeah, it is.
Or do they get like professional
racers? No. Well, I think you should go with the people that drive it every day, which are promotional interns, right? That's their job. Those cars, you're going to get ego involved. You're going to get like a competition involved.
Absolutely.
Like between the interns.
I'm sure it already exists.
Y'all are going to blow out so many engines. Those things are not meant to be pushed.
I'm saying it crashes. Like, oh, I mean, they're going to try to take out your competition, right? Just have them do the Hunger Games.
It's oddly appropriate for...
Right. So the Weenie 500 is the first competitive race for the entire Wienermobile fleet. Oh. And the first time all six vehicles have gathered in one place in over a decade. Really, the only highlight of this article is they will have a finish line celebration in the Wiener Circle.
All right.
Well done.
Very, very good.
Oh, and instead of like a champagne spray,
maybe
a condiment spray.
That is, you just made it worse.
Delightful.
But, all right.
Delightful.
All right.
Now, not so delightful, Airbnb's anti-party tech will be in effect for this weekend.
Anti-party tech?
So this is not a new feature. It's the fourth year that they have done this. They do it during Memorial Day weekend and also 4th of July weekend. It doesn't mean like they're listening in to try and figure out like, are you guys being too loud?
Yeah.
It's an algorithm that looks for red flags when you're booking a place, which seems very dicey.
Such as?
So they say it looks at a range of factors like property type, how long you're staying, how far away you live, and whether the booking is last minute.
So it tries to decide if you're trying to
like,
rent
this house.
Like
if you're going to rent like a mansion the day before
and you live in the same city. They're going to say... And they're going to not let you rent.
They will block your reservation.
Really? They're not going to let you rent it?
They will not let you rent it at all. They are happy to report this number, by the way. They say it prevented over 50,000 bookings just last year.
Guys, there are 50,000 people that are looking to burn the place down.
Almost
okay?
half of them were in just three states.
That is...
Ours, Florida, and California.
Okay, I know those are traditionally states where you might see a good party, but they're not... I know I'm also not in that world, but like I never in my life have I met someone who rented a mansion on Airbnb to throw a party. Like that seems like a very specific. I mean, if you told me it happened 10 times, I'd be like, yeah, sure. That's
50,000 some odd times.
50,000 times.
Y'all got some of those wrong.
Like absolutely.
A majority of those wrong.
This is why people are selling their homes in Galveston, you guys.
This is why people are selling themselves on Airbnb.
Renting. Renting. Yeah.
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Angle. Trying a new angle today.
Okay.
Not really, but that is one of the answers in one of the questions that you'll hear around 8:30 with Money Minute.
Yes.
Now, what is Money Minute? I hesitate to say easy.
No.
A way to make $100. A quick way to make $100.
I was just going
to
say a challenge.
Yes.
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Can you get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds?
If you do, you get $100.
Yes, you do.
And now you only need 9 correct answers because we gave you one. Angle.
Sign up online, thebullhouston.com/contests. From Sports Radio 610, guys.
If you smell...
Sean...
is cooking.
John Pendergast. Good morning.
I love that we've settled on this.
Yeah, this is a good...
This
good
rocks, solid. Man. Yeah, this is good. This is good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Did you catch up on any Eurovision? Are you all good?
Not yet. Bookmark. That's what Friday afternoons are for.
All right.
Afternoons, the one day of the week I don't have to prepare for anything. I can go do superfluous stuff like watching Eurovision. So, no, I appreciate the recommendation and for you guys putting that into my life. A few people heard that yesterday.
Oh, well, you know.
Agreed with Katie's assessment about
yeah,
if how iconic it is.
If we can put Eurovision into everyone's brain, I think that's we have done our job here.
I think so,
in
too.
The city of Houston. Yeah. All right, so what do we have today?
Well, let's start with the Astros. They lost last night.
Yes.
And they were on the cusp of winning last night. That would have been fun. They would have gotten 4 games over 500 for the first time all year.
Mm.
They're up 2-0. They had this kid, Brandon Walter, who I had to Google to figure out who he was starting the game. Yeah, well, he's one of the... They got a lot of injuries in their pitching staff right now.
Bringing people in, moving people
Moving. There's a lot of traffic coming up from Sugar Land to Houston these days because they got to bring guys up. They got to bring guys up to pitch a game. They send them back down. You kind of piece things together. Brandon Walter is a guy they got from the Red Sox organization. And yes, I'm the morning sports guy here, and I had to Google who he was.
Okay.
But it wasn't his fault they lost. He actually did his job. He threw 5 shutout innings yesterday.
Earned himself a second game, perhaps.
Possibly. We'll see. I don't know how many bus tickets they've got to use between now and the end of May back and forth to Sugar Land. But They lost 3-2. They were up 2-0, and the bullpen came in, gave up a couple of runs in the 8th inning, gave up a run in the 9th inning, and they got walked off last night in Tampa Bay. So, what are you going to do?
Little League
the
Field,
bats,
man.
The
Little
bats,
League Field strikes again.
At the risk, the Little League, well, they didn't get banged with any short home runs last night.
Okay.
At the risk of irritating the listener I referred to earlier this week that came after me on Twitter, the 100.3 The Bull listener who saw me as being a bit too negative about the Astros.
A negative Nancy.
They can't
a
hit.
Cynical Sean.
They can't hit. I'm sorry. Like, I don't... Like, that's your audience. I don't want to come in here
and pollute your audience, but I'm just telling you.
I'm here to tell the truth.
Yes.
And the truth, by God, is this team is not a good offensive team. They can't hit.
Would it help if we use those different bats?
The torpedo bats.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, good job. You bringing that up.
Yeah.
They were a big deal earlier this year.
Mostly
because the Yankees hit 9 home runs in a game opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees haven't hit 9 home runs in a game since opening weekend, so thus the torpedo bats are not as big a topic anymore. If it happens in New York, it's 10 times a bigger topic. I think they were a little overblown.
Yeah.
But when the Astros are bad at the beginning of the year, Seth and I, we were asking the same thing. Like,
torpedo
how about some
bats.
Of these torpedo bats?
Yeah, pass them around,
takes.
Guys.
Yeah.
Pass
whatever,
them around.
Whatever
yeah.
it takes.
Yeah, it was like one of those pharmaceutical commercials that you see. Like, I know I'm not hitting and I manage it well. I need a torpedo bat with a story to tell. And in the end of the day, one guy, I think, on the Astros ended up using the torpedo bat, and it was Mauricio Dubon, who might be the worst hitter on the team still. So it's not...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So that's great suggestion. I'm going to put that in the suggestion box over at Minute Maid or Daikin or whatever we're calling it these days.
Daikin.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So they lost. Back at it today. Noon start today. So a little what they call the old businessman special today.
One day at a time.
That's it, man.
All right. Sean Pendergast, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Check him out. Back after this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number for Mark Chestnut. Tickets over at Moe's Place. Let's have ourselves a little country music challenge, shall we?
Yep, 3-second song. It's fast, it's fun, and easier?
Yeah.
Than you think?
It really is. We did this a couple of weeks. I really liked it. Competitive 3-second song where we take 2 of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We take 2 of you, get you on the phone at the same time, and you battle it out. We have 3 little 3-second clips of very, very famous country
songs.
That's
right. One guitar, like one drum beat and a breath.
Yeah, just enough. But for real, you'd be amazed at how fast you can identify these songs. This might be the perfect opportunity to challenge yourself. So we have 3 different songs, the first 3 seconds of each song. You can give us title or artist.
Yeah, title or artist gets you a point, and you just have to get 2 to win.
That's right. So if you want to give this a shot, 713 881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone next. Time for some competitive three-second song this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Morning. Good morning. It's Matt.
Matt, how are you doing, my man? All right, let's lock in and meet your opponent. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
All right. Matt and John competing today in three-second song. So we've got three different songs, just like little three-second clips of a very famous country song. All you got to do is identify that song, okay? You can give us the title. You can give us the artist. Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Ready if I'm going to be.
All right. Just buzz in with your name.
Yeah, say
as
your
soon
name
as you
before
know.
You say the answer.
Yeah, just buzz in with your name and we're good to go. Song number one today.
Matt.
Matt.
What do you think?
Was it Achy Breaky Heart?
Sure is, Matt.
Wow, Matt.
Sure
okay.
Well, Billy right. Ray Cyrus.
All right, Matt, one for one. Song number two today.
Matt.
Matt.
Zach Top, I Never Lie.
So easy.
John, I am sorry. You ran into a quick draw this morning on Matt. We'll catch up with you next time, man. And Matt, that got you tickets to Mark Chestnut in about 30 seconds
time.
Yeah,
that was a spectacular performance.
Wow.
Didn't even have to replay the songs or anything.
That was an all-time great. Hang on the All line. Right, Let's man. Get you hooked up.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Tiffany. Sorry about all the stress. I mean, like, we know getting engaged is supposed to be a much happier time in your life.
Well, until you start planning the actual wedding, anyway.
Mm. Yep, very true. Very true.
So you were telling us the issue is your mom?
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not the first person in the world whose parents don't like their fiance. And I guess just, you know, everyone says I should give it time, but it's just a lot of stress and I really wanted their support by now.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, is there a reason she doesn't like him?
I feel like it's all the reasons. It's just like he can't seem to do anything right in her eyes. And she tells me he's not good enough. And then I still have time to change my mind and just all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay. So it's not like it's one big thing.
She just doesn't like him in general, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think part of it might be that she really liked my ex. And like sometimes she'll still bring up like what a great guy he was and how he treated me like a queen. Which like I don't really know where she gets that from, because to me, obviously, felt like the opposite of that.
Right.
But go off, I guess.
Yeah, that's super awkward.
She does this a lot? Like,
yeah, like, all of the time. Like, she'll even mention the stuff around him, which, I, like, maybe really? She's, like, trying to get him to, like, own up and, like, you know.
Oh.
To, like step up? I don't know. I don't know where she comes up with, like, that being such a great relationship and this one not being one. It just, my ex made me miserable. So I don't know where she got the idea that he was so great.
Okay.
But that's not the case with this current guy, your fiance. Things are good.
Very different. Yeah. He's very different from my last boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, you got engaged. So.
Yeah. But there's no truth.
Right. Yeah.
There's no truth to anything that she's saying though. Right. Like, cause like sometimes parents might see things you don't. Perhaps.
Do they?
I don't know.
I love my mom, and I thought about that. But in this case, I think my mom just needs to get over the hang-ups that she has and accept him because, like, he's her future son-in-law, and we need to start planning. And, like, I can't have this attitude from her bringing me down, like, while we're trying to plan.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're supposed to have a reception next month with his family and my family. And if she brings that energy, then there's just going to be a real problem. I don't know. I need her to get to know him because he's a great guy and he's going to be a great husband. And that's the end of it. I just need her to get on board.
All right. Well, we did reach out to your mom and she's agreed to come on to hear you out and give us her side of this. So we'll do that coming up next on Frito and Katie.
What?
Did you not know what this was?
I thought this was just like a confessional moment.
No.
Well.
Why did you think we wanted her number?
We've already made contact. The deal's done.
Okay. Stick around. Get back to this next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so poor Tiffany. Poor Tiffany, for many reasons, didn't know we were going to call Mom Linda, but...
I swear this was addressed, dude.
I feel like that's like the point of this whole segment.
Like, that's...
Tiffany's mom, Linda, does not like her fiancé.
No.
At all.
No.
In fact, Mom is still so hung up on the ex, she brings him up in conversation with fiancé.
And they've got a reception coming up. And if she brings that heat...
Oh, that's going to be terrible. You can't talk about the ex when you're surrounded by the new guy's
family. She's
got
to get that smoke, and that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely it is. So we want to get Mom's side of the story. See if we can convince her to give this guy, like, an actual shot.
Just chill.
With all, what power we have.
Just chill for a minute.
Hey, Linda, are you there?
Hey, guys.
So, Linda, Tiffany tells us you really have a problem with her fiance?
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing personal. I just don't think he treats her the way she needs to be treated.
Okay.
You know, she deserves so much better than this guy. There's just this, like, immaturity about him. And, I mean, she's my daughter. I want the best for her,
absolutely.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mom, I just don't know where you get this stuff from because you're just not giving him a chance. Like, he's not done anything to deserve any of this. I feel like you just don't like him for, like, things that you've made up in your head. I just don't get it.
Okay. Hi, baby. Look.
Did I not just say?
Fight.
Anyway.
No, just kidding, Linda.
Yes, Linda.
Proceed.
Right.
Okay. So, I know it probably feels that way to you, but I've been around a lot longer than you, and I can see the signs that you can't, okay? I mean, the way he proposed was really the final straw for me. He's just not the right man for you, honey.
What was wrong with the way he proposed? Our proposal was amazing.
I mean, you might think it was, but he really showed his character with that ring he picked out.
Oh, what was wrong with the ring?
Yeah, I'd like to know because it's 4 carats. It's a beautiful ring.
What?
Woo!
It's fake. It's 4 carats of fraud, and that's what it is.
Okay, so we got her a fake ring?
Fugazi?
Yeah.
No, Mom, there's nothing fake about it. I helped him pick it.
It's a lab-grown diamond, baby. That's not the same thing as a real diamond.
What? Hold on.
Yeah. Tiffany shows me this thing, and it's massive. You know, like, you're going to stop and look at this thing. It's big, and... I immediately know there's something up because there's no way that this guy could afford something like
that.
There
are few who can.
Okay.
Well, she tells me that he takes her to the jeweler and he sells her on this synthetic diamond thing because it's cheaper. I mean, come on.
Okay, well, it's massive because I wanted a massive ring, but it's a real diamond. And, like, just because it comes from a lab and, like, not some hole in the ground, like...
Okay.
It's
inauthentic. It's not real. You're starting your life on something that's not real, okay? Who cares? Who cares if it's the size of a doorknob? There's something gross about that.
Yes, he clearly does.
It's just gross. Ask around. I think any respectable woman would have a problem being proposed to with a diamond that came from some test tube. He took the cheaper way out, and he's willing to do that. He's going to be doing that for the rest of your life.
Are you... insane? Okay, like, there's no difference between the two things. You're, like, the only person who would care about something like this.
Other moms will understand.
Well, I mean, the good news is if this is a red flag or if there is some difference between that, we'll definitely hear about it in a minute. Thank y'all for being on the show, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Will other moms understand?
Lab-grown diamonds are diamonds.
They're diamonds. They're absolutely diamonds. I don't know, like...
Aren't they... I'm not saying better.
Right.
I don't think they hold value the same.
That's what... There's probably differences.
Because they're cheaper, there would be more of them, but...
Yeah.
I think they're shinier.
I've
Google it, Linda.
I've thought that that's, like, jeweler propaganda. that like lab grown diamonds, there's something wrong with them, or like something undesirable about them. I don't know.
Like, what makes a diamond so special is like that scale, right? The cut clarity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
like,
of that.
Right?
And so if you have a lab one, they're always going to be pretty close to perfect.
Yes. But does
which,
it
would
not,
be a, which would be a problem because you've got all these perfect diamonds.
Does it not count if you didn't pull it out of the ground? Like, does it not count if it's not like an earth diamond?
If you didn't take out a loan to get the thing,
do you really
are you really engaged?
Are you really? 713-881-5500.
I mean, maybe he's just frugal. Maybe he's saving up to buy a house. I think you should commend this man for this decision.
Well, let's see what you guys think. Call us.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. In Houston, I have a problem. Mm. We were introduced to the idea that lab-grown diamonds mean a man is cheap.
Or a sign of, frankly, it sounded like a sign of disrespect.
Yeah, does he actually love you
he's
if
always,
he gets you a lab-grown diamond?
And
Who cares? It's 4 carats.
Quattro.
I mean, I'd be concerned that it looks like costume jewelry, but...
That's bonk. Right, let's see what you
guys have.
Not
bloody enough for mom.
Frito and Katie, good morning. No, here's this. Marvell, go ahead. What do you think?
I think mom is just jealous because if that's the only thing she could think about is the ring, I wouldn't care if he went and picked the ring up and went outside and broke a piece of glass and got me a ring.
Well,
because, unless it was sharp.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm with you, Marvell. Yeah. I'm with you.
I like that. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying, come on now, the ring... That's the only thing you can find that's wrong with this man. Maybe he did that because he wants to buy her a bigger house.
Yes.
I think that is.
I think the mistake that a lot of couples make, especially young couples, is they go into debt buying this ring.
That's so
buying
much more insane.
Matter.
That's so
it doesn't
much more insane
matter.
To me because what? But and hey, yeah.
A shiny rock isn't proof of love. You know, commitment is. His actions are.
Yes, and a shiny rock is not the thing. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Chocolate diamonds are cheaper and they're prettier.
Chocolate.
Because when I look down at my, yes, look up chocolate diamonds. I can look down at my hand and I can see color. Mm. When you look at a diamond, you don't see no color. I don't want to do that. I want to look and see some color on my hand.
Interesting. Marvell, thank you so much. Dee, what do you think?
And a happy good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Dee.
Also with you.
I am a mother.
Okay.
And her mom needs to take several seats.
Yeah.
If this man treats her with respect, if he loves her, she loves him apparently. You don't get to choose who she loves. You should be happy for her. If you're so hung up on the other guy, then you marry him.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that sounds rude, but you don't
choose
who you fall in love.
Well, the daughter said that all of these things that she believes to be true about her ex aren't. I mean, he's a cubic zirconia of a man. Okay?
Now she's found an ethically mined diamond.
I could care less of what her ring is made of, how it looks, because even if it's a cheaper route, they can't live in a ring. They can't drive a ring.
Yep.
They have to have a house. They have to have a car. Maybe they're thinking a little further than mom, who is being a snob and want to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, he's planning ahead.
Yeah.
He's looking to their future.
He's found a way to afford to be able to get her
exactly
what she wants.
That's of a partner.
Yeah, and that's intelligence.
If the rock is so important, all these celebrity couples would stay together.
This is true.
Thank you.
This is true.
Putting too much stock into that.
Dee,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
For
we appreciate 1,000%. Yeah.
For this young lady, I would tell her, if it's a problem for your mom, then your mom may not need to be around.
Dang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Build your life.
That is reasonable.
Your life with your partner.
All right. We'll catch up with you next time, Dee. Chris. Okay. So, is there any discernible difference here? Is one got more of a negative aura than the other?
I don't think so, man. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of the show. A huge fan of the duo. My name's Chris.
You.
I actually know Katie. This is Torres.
Hey,
Chris.
What's up, girl?
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yes, I was driving my on my way home from dropping off my kid, and I heard this segment, and I have a little feedback on it. I don't think it matters, to be honest. I mean, I gave my wife a stone, not a diamond, for our engagement.
Yeah,
and I thought it was just as meaningful. I think it's the what it means behind the ring, yeah. Not necessarily the actual ring. You know, it matters how the future husband treats his wife, you know, what he brings to the table, not necessarily just money. I've had experience with that, in being with somebody that had money that didn't really treat all that well. Mm-hmm. So money isn't everything. So I think it really depends on the meaning behind the ring.
I can't even imagine what she would have done if it wasn't a diamond. I'd be like what if it wasn't a diamond at all? If it was another stone. Like, what would mom have done?
She'd feel the same, which is funny because a lot of women do prefer the alternative to the diamond ring, be it a blood diamond or a lab grown diamond.
Yeah, because anything is whatever
it's your
you
preference.
Want in your
if
head.
You've got to wear it every day, it should be what you like, not your mom likes. That's pretty crazy if you think about it.
I think it's insane. Chris, thank you so much.
And you're right, Chris. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Bye, Chris.
If you want to chime in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Houston, I have a problem. We were talking about diamonds, lab-grown versus traditional. You call them blood diamonds, and there's a reason why.
Yeah, like, what is it? Does it matter? I'm still scratching.
Do you need all the drama and shady backstory behind your ring?
Does it not mean as much if it didn't come out of a hole in the ground? Yes.
That's horrible, but it's true.
That is what we're saying, essentially. Michelle, go ahead. Regular diamonds or synthetic diamonds, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I had to convince my husband that I wanted a Walmart ring. And when that didn't work, I had to convince him that I didn't need an actual diamond. That doesn't matter to me. I could have gone without a ring.
You had to convince him. You had to sell him on this idea.
He wanted to go the expensive route. I'm like, I'm not that girl. The ring ain't nothing to me.
That's so hard because you know how men get there. It's like, you're just told.
That's how they get there. This is how they get there.
That's how you show love.
This is the only
way. You buy a really expensive ring.
And if you don't, everyone's going to question whether or not you're legit. This is how, this is exactly how you get there.
As someone whose mom has forced her to have almost no communication with her, that mom is on the way to that route.
Yeah.
Stop pushing your want so hard on your daughter.
I think so. I think that's absolutely how this ends. Because, is absolutely horrible. Hey, thank you so much. Robert, good morning. Talk to us about what a diamond means.
So if a lab-grown diamond's not real, is an IVF baby not real?
Great question.
These are the serious questions.
I know a lab-grown diamond sparkles more.
It is.
IVF baby sparkle more? like Edward Cullen in Twilight?
Yeah, there you go.
Now I have so many questions.
Robert.
I think mom is just jealous and bitter. Mom's got the hots for this fiance.
You know, Robert, anything is possible at this point. I didn't think we'd be bickering over a 4-carat diamond if it came out of the ground or if it was getting... this is
fairly should come
insane.
Without questionable mining practices. Moral hangovers.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that on a card?
I'll make one.
Can it be? Robert, have a great day, my man. Buffy, you're up next. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, my thoughts are that, first off, those lab-created diamonds are not that much cheaper than the real diamonds are. And they look nicer. I heard Katie say something about, being afraid of it looking like costume jewelry, but it doesn't. And it's actually got a clearer look to it. To me, they're prettier.
I meant if you go really big. Yeah, I meant if you go huge.
Because, I do get the sun. Like,
but that's because we've been conditioned that way, right? If you see a big diamond, it's like, I could never afford that. It clearly is fake.
Yeah. Bingo.
But that's society.
I've got a 2.5-carat, and when they test it with the diamond things at the stores, it shows as a real diamond.
Because it is a real diamond. Because it's a real diamond.
It has the same chemical makeup.
It's a diamond.
Absolutely.
The same sparkle. And it's zero gilt.
Better clarity.
Yeah.
Less inclusions. I just think they're better. What she's focused on, she needs to go somewhere else.
Yeah, just say no to snobbery.
Yeah, you'd rather have a real man and a real relationship than a real diamond. And again, a lab-grown diamond is a real diamond, but by this mother's definition, she's completely fixated on the wrong aspects of this.
Absolutely insane. Buffy, thank you so much.
Wake up to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
The question that's being posed, is your go-to sunblock actually safe and effective?
It's a big question.
A new report found only 1 in 4 sunscreens fit that bill.
Wow.
So 75% of sunscreens then aren't.
That's a big deal.
Most would prevent a sunburn, which is primarily what you're using it for.
Wait, hold on.
Safe they are depends on the mix of chemicals.
What?
Should we be concerned?
What?
No, because I don't know that the EWG actually understands what it is they're talking about.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. First, I don't know that Paris Hilton knows what she's talking about. Not that she ever does, but she's got a new hack that I wanted to share.
Right.
If you don't like all the grease on your pizza, what does Paris Hilton do?
What does she do?
She takes her slice, slaps it cheese side down on the outside lid of the cardboard box from whence it came, presses it, and then repeats that into different spots on the box. Voila.
This is made up.
Well, it's disgusting. That box is not clean.
That's heinous.
You're not even using like the inside of the box. You're using the outside of the box.
That box, as someone who's delivered pizzas, that box has seen a lot.
Heiress to Hilton. You don't have a napkin?
It's like, yes, get a paper towel.
Like literally anything else is a better hack.
If you really are, first of all, I would say maybe pizza's not your jam.
Exactly. I feel like grease just kind of
comes with
the territory.
It's the point of the pizza. To some degree. Yeah.
Hey, you can modify the toppings.
Maybe
don't get pepperoni on it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get pepperoni or sausage and you're probably...
The top of the pizza box.
Remember when she ironed
a grilled cheese sandwich?
That's what I mean. I don't think she's... I think this is a bit. I do not think... I can't believe that to be true. It's a bridge too far.
Yeah, no, I've seen her cooking show.
Oh, good Lord.
In other strange news, people are upset. The media is reporting on the birth of Peppa Pig's sister, which I don't know why it's all that surprising. Her being pregnant was a big story.
People are interested in it. Why wouldn't they? What do you want?
Here in America and abroad.
Is it because she's a cartoon?
It also signified new episodes.
Yes, exactly.
Which is something that hadn't happened in quite some time.
And you might think to yourself, oh, I can kind of get an idea where the content is going to go. It's kind of like... And also, don't you want a nice story in the news once in a while?
Right, I do.
Something pleasant.
Good Morning Britain announced that Peppa Pig's sister was born, and people were upset.
You know what? Cry about it. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say?
Well, I obviously don't care, as I'm reporting it now. But if you're wondering, her name is Evie, and she was born at 5:34 yesterday morning.
Congrats to the animated parents.
She'll make her debut in an hour-long special called Peppa Meets the Baby.
We got a date. We got a drop.
Which will play in theaters on May 30th.
Oh, wow.
Then Evie officially joins the cast of Peppa Pig when it returns for its new season in the fall.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And back to our sunscreen talk.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that the EWG puts out every year. It's their list of safe and effective sunscreens. It's not limited to sunscreens. This group, the Environmental Working Group, they actually look at all cosmetic products.
Okay.
And they are really kind of controlled by the organic lobby. I mean, if you look at it.
Is that what this is? Is that what this is?
This is.
They want you to use organic sunscreen.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that 75% of that sunscreen is bad. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
the only thing that you can really take away from this is, A, you should be using sunscreen.
Right.
But there are two types of sunscreens. There's chemical and mineral-based. And in general, mineral-based is better.
Right.
So mineral base is the kind that you'll rub on like lotion. It's thicker.
Yes.
It's sometimes you really got to work it in and it leaves the white streaks.
Totally. People don't like that.
They don't like it because they want something quick.
Yeah.
Right. Which is the spray chemical based sunscreen. But with the mineral based, that works by preventing UV rays from hitting your skin. Whereas the chemical based sunscreens, those work by creating a chemical reaction that absorbs the UV rays and creates heat.
That's wild.
So they have different mechanics. I like mineral based. I mean, I'm super pale. I like mineral based because you can see it going on and you know when you have covered your skin.
That makes sense.
If you're going too fast with the spray, you're kind of hoping, but that could leave some patches.
Look.
Which might burn.
I say this all the time. Don't ever take advice from us on anything. Because, like, we're really not qualified.
No.
Except... when Katie is talking about sunscreen.
About how to be safe outside. Really just don't go out.
So
hide in dark bars.
You could either look for this article online and wonder and whatever. Or you can just text us and call us, and Katie will tell you exactly the sunscreen you need for any circumstance.
I just don't like that. I don't like how they present their findings. I don't like that there are chemicals they don't understand, and so they just rate poorly.
Yeah.
And it's not, if you want to talk about toxins, it's the dose that makes the toxin.
You can't just throw a scary word out there.
Water can kill you, people, if you have enough of it.
True.
So they can't just go, oh, I don't like that toxin. I'm going to give it a very negative score. They get kickbacks from some of these brands, y'all.
They absolutely
just
do.
Take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research.
And when it comes to sunscreen, just trust a ginger. They will never steer you wrong.
Amen. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Kimberly is ready to go in the Money Minutes. When we reached out, she said she was not sure how to play. So I told her. And she still agreed to do the game.
We're full.
Which is impressive. I respect that kind of commitment. Kimberly, I'll explain it for everyone again. So you have 60 seconds to get 10 trivia questions correct. If you do, you'll win $100. You can pass on any of the questions. So if you get stuck, just say pass, because we will come around to your passes at the end if we have time. If you give an answer, though, you cannot change it. Does all that make sense?
Okay.
She's ready. Is Katie ready?
I'm ready. During what decade did the majority of the Great Depression occur?
Pass.
What Disney villain is known for wanting the skin of 100 puppies?
Cruella de Vil.
In The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, what is the name of the new school teacher?
Pass.
How many stomachs does a cow have?
One.
What were the shanty towns where many homeless lived called during the Great Depression?
Pass.
What was the name of Paul Bunyan's blue ox?
Pass.
In geometry, two lines meeting at a point form a what?
Angle.
What is the capital of Canada?
Pass.
What Houston team has a mascot named Clutch?
Rockets.
What is the primary ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Going to the top, what...
Not a bad first attempt. Kimberly, seriously,
considering
not bad.
You didn't know what the game was.
Not bad.
Okay, that was fun.
Yeah, girl.
Right, and we passed, which is a good strategy if you don't know it.
That was well done.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you only missed one, and that's how many stomachs does a cow have?
Three, right?
Four.
Oh, four?
Four.
Four. Okay. Yeah, yeah. They're weird like that.
I learned that from Rocco's Modern Life. Way back when. Okay, so we'll go over
Nicktoons pays.
We'll go over passes. During what decade did the majority of the Great Depression occur?
I think 20s.
The 30s.
Okay, I would have blown that one. Oh, because the Roaring 20s. I'm an idiot. Okay.
In Legend of Sleepy Hollow, what is the name of the school teacher?
Ichabod Crane.
Right. What were the shanty towns called during the Great Depression?
Is it Oakeyville's?
Hoovervilles.
Dang it.
The name of Paul Bunyan's blue ox.
Babe,
okay, the blue ox. Right. And then what is the capital of Canada?
I have no clue.
Ottawa's
the cat. Okay. Kimberly, you got to get that first rep under your belt.
Yeah.
You have done that?
Now, yeah, done. Done and dusted.
Sign up again.
Okay, that was fun.
We would love to have you back on thebowlhouston.com/comedy.
Yes, Ella Langley, upgraded venue.
Up.
713.
Was anyone surprised by that? I mean, come on. Like, really?
Yeah,
like,
I mean... You needed a big space.
You need room.
Ella Langley is one of the hottest acts in country music.
And she's only going to get bigger.
Exactly.
Y'all, like, you need to go to this
and
show.
You could say you saw her back when.
Yep. Yes, you can. Yo, back when she's at NRG. Yo, back when she's at 713.
She's played the rodeo.
I y'all.
I won my tickets from Frito and Katie on the Bull.
Excellent point. You want to win yours? Now's the time. Because this is Whose Line Is It, Ella Way.
Call to play, 713-881-5500. We're going to give you a movie quote.
Yes, we will.
A scene from a very famous film.
Mm-hmm.
You just ID the movie.
Shall I play yesterday's as an example?
Yes, please.
Excuse me. You look like...
You voice like Mexico! Yeah!
Which... was surprising.
Trickier than I
thought.
Because
not immediately recognized.
Yeah, I was really thrown for a loop by
Super
that.
Super Troopers.
Yes.
Super Troopers is
one
the
of
answer.
The best. But what is the movie today? Call us, 713-881-5500. We'll play the clip. Try to get you hooked up with Ella Langley tickets. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Everyone wants Ella Langley tickets. And we're trying to help you out. Assuming you can identify a movie, in whose line is it Ella Way? Frito and Katie, what's up? Who's this?
This is Destiny.
Destiny, what it do? How we feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Now I am.
All right, let's just jump right into this. There is a little bit of Ella Langley followed by a movie clip. Tell us what the movie is. Boom. We send you to Ella Langley at 713 Music Hall. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I think so.
Excuse me. You look like you.
You can do it all night long.
Strange choices being made by Frito.
Love this one.
What do you think that movie is? Can you ID it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I want to say Waterboy or if I want to say 50 First Dates.
I don't want to say you did give the correct answer.
I will just play it one more time and try to imagine the scene in your head.
Excuse me, you look like you
can do it. You can do it all night long.
I want to say the Water Boy.
Thank goodness.
I was going to be so,
excuse
me. So sad.
I was going to say, you might yell that out to your group. Football players.
I knew the actor. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, exactly. What dorky Adam Sandler movie
is that
did this emanate from?
Yeah. Waterboy right. is correct, which means you are going to see Ella Langley this October at 713 Music Hall.
Yay, I've been trying so hard. My daughter's going to be so excited.
Oh, she's Love perfect. It. And it is a show for all ages, so that is great. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets.
And we got to talk pets, specifically what to do with your pets in this weather, which is only getting hotter. We'll check in with Harris County Pets coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, with our friend Lisa from Harris County Pets. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
We got a lot to talk about today.
I just imagine you always sitting there surrounded by dogs and cats. Just like a pile
of
pets. I
got to tell you, if I did that, you wouldn't be able to hear me. So I actually have to go and hide in an office in the front of the building. Otherwise, it would just be barking. So this is
a
currently
not. Okay, last time we talked to you, it was packed. Like, it was packed out. I'm assuming that has not gotten any better in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, alas, you know, it's that time of year with puppy and kitten season. Animals just keep coming in. And of course, you know, if you have been listening to the news around the Houston area, we unfortunately are dealing with some parvovirus here in the shelter. So, you know, we're on top of having animals coming out our ears. We're also trying to contain that. So a quick little plea to please get your pets vaccinated. It helps everybody in your community when you do that.
I know we want to talk about Lily. So what's the deal with her?
We want to feature Lily because she is so deserving. All of these pets are deserving. Lily has been in foster, actually, for quite some time now. She's been with us since last year. She came in as a puppy. She's been in a foster home. She came in. She was injured. She may have been hit by a car. We're not sure. But she's perfectly healed now.
Okay.
I know. She's feeling so much better, though. And I had the pleasure of meeting her when she came in for her vaccines. And she's like a little, not like a sausage, but she's like a solid little dog. She's about 50 pounds. And she is so sweet. She just wants attention. She's affectionate. She's potty trained. She's really good in the car. She's great for nail trims, which, speaking from personal experience,
that is unusual and wonderful.
I also love there's a note on here, known to nap upside down.
Look, if you want to have a pet Instagram page, this is your gal. She's super photogenic. She's so funny. She can play a little bit rough because she's a year and a half old. She's rambunctious, so she might be better with older kids.
Right.
But she has been with other dogs. She just needs a proper introduction, like all dogs do. We don't know how she is with cats. So obviously, if you have a cat at home, we would suggest doing a proper supervised introduction. But otherwise, she is just so fun. She's active. So if you like to go out to parks and things like that, she's a great companion to have. She's just so cute. Her name is Lily, and she is available through our foster program. She's available to adopt. She's spayed. She's ready to go now.
Love it. So let's talk about what other stuff you guys have going on. I know we're coming up on another free spay and neuter clinic, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, Unfortunately, we only open up our registration about a week in advance. So that means people kind of have to stay on their toes and follow us on social media, Harris County Pet. But we are opening up registration today for our next spay and neuter event, which is coming up on Saturday the 24th. You are required to be a Harris County resident, but there isn't a zip code restriction within the county. So you can come from anywhere within Harris County to take advantage of these opportunities. We only have 20 spots available. So this is one of those, if you're hearing this right now,
or get online call now. Us. Yeah. Let's get this knocked out.
Now's the moment. And I do want to share the phone number because you do have to call to make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
It's 281-281-999-3191. It's super easy to remember. And that's how you make an appointment. Dogs or cats, we do have a 50-pound limit for dogs. So because it's a mobile unit, we can't accommodate super large dogs.
Okay.
I like how when it came to the mobile clinic, it was 50 as a large dog. But then when it was Lily, you said she was a small dog.
Yeah,
at 50
pounds.
She's a medium dog.
That's a large dog. We gotta work on those definitions as a large dog.
Real quick.
Everything is relative.
But hey, it doesn't matter what size pet dog you have. Because if you have animals, we're going into those 90-plus degree days.
Yes.
And once we hit that, we ain't slowing down till we get to triple digits, honestly. So talk to us about how people can be safe with their animals this summer.
Yeah, it is. It feels like it's coming earlier and earlier every year. And we're already starting to see, you know, cases of dogs being left in hot cars. We're starting to see animals left outside without access to food and water. Look, it's against the law to leave your pet out exposed to the elements. So just know that, you know, it's not just that it's a nice thing to do. You are required by law to provide appropriate shelter, and they have to have access to water. If it's hot for you, it's hot for animals.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're taking your pets out for walks, avoid the middle of the day, because if you don't want to be out there, they don't either. Our number one request is, if it is at all humanly possible, please bring your pets inside in the air conditioning. They can succumb to heat stroke so quickly, and, you know, dogs don't sweat the way that we do. Cats don't sweat, so they start panting, and they can get heat stroke really, really fast, and it's hard to bring them back from that. So, you know, restrict your walks to the early morning and the late evening once the sun starts to go down. Make sure they have access 24/7 to water, to clean fresh water. If they are outside at all, make sure they have shade that they can get into, that they're not tied out anywhere, that they don't have access to that water or shade. And this is the same goes for, you know, animals aside from dogs and cats. We still want to look out for livestock. They have to have access to fresh water as well. So just be extra attentive. And like I said before, do not leave pets in a car, even with the windows cracked.
Never,
it can get
never,
up to hundreds never. Of degrees in there.
Thank you so much for coming on today. We're back in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
If you smell
from Sean
is cooking.
I keep interrupting your Sean.
Also,
that's all right.
He never left
that's
the
all right.
Building.
We're going to do a lot of these. You got to
He does
that.
Have his own show.
He does. He does. Pain and
He left
jazz.
Our studio.
Yes. Thank you for making time.
My pleasure.
He locked him outside for a few hours.
So my pleasure.
Minus the strobes last night. The other thing that people are talking about, it's... They're engaged, aren't they? Did it happen?
They're engaged.
Did it happen?
According to one person... Yeah.
Is it Jordan Hudson?
According to at least... Well, that's my question. I'll get to that, Katie. According to at least one person... This is from the New York Times.
Right.
I'm directly quoting. According to at least one person, Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged.
And that person is an absolute snitch.
That's what I thought. Okay, now I thought...
According to two people.
Two things about
two
that. Well, according to her and this one person who she told to. They said at least one person. At least. So my whole thing was, I have two questions about this. One, is it just one person? Because if it's just one person, that person is going to have hell, fire, and brimstone rain down upon them. This Jordan Hudson is a handful, man.
Yeah, she strikes me as particularly vengeful.
Yes, and so that one, if it is just one person, I feel for that person. Except if you put people's business out there, you get what you got coming to you.
Yeah.
My other question: do you think Bill Belichick knows he's engaged?
I was going to ask if there's only one person, that means he doesn't know.
Do you think right? Do you think he knows? I mean, the way this story's been kind of positioned.
I guess when he checks his bank account, he'll know.
He may know. Yeah, yeah. She somehow built up an $8 million real estate portfolio.
I know,
I'm like,
man.
Dude.
I read that like she has been profiting.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if it's his $8 million or her $8 million. It's
come on.
It's strange. I will grant you it's strange for a 24-year-old cosmetology student to have an $8 million.
That's highly unusual.
No, you're right.
I mean,
right.
I know she has gotten a following on Insta.
Yeah.
Since dating Bill Belichick.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess they may be engaged. You're right. Bill Belichick may just be finding out about this right now.
We're told he's very happy.
Once he fires open the newspaper,
Jordan says he's very happy.
He's definitely not blinking in Morse code somewhere in North Carolina.
They're a big topic on social media, and I've got a bar graph in front of me here. The title of this bar graph is Top Keywords and Phrases for Jordan Hudson based on X data.
Oh, no.
Tweets, it puts in parentheses.
Oh.
In the last 30 days.
These are tweets.
Are like adjectives. There's a few nouns on here.
This is going to make me feel sorry
for Jordan Hudson. Do you want to take any guesses? There's probably about maybe 15 to 20 words on this bar chart.
Are we doing this Family Feud style?
Yeah, just a few guesses.
I've used the word succubus, but I'll imagine it's not on there.
Succubus is not on here.
Harpy? What? Harpy?
Yeah.
Harpy?
Harpy.
Right.
Harpy?
Harpy?
Do you have a buzzing sound?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is that a positive buzz?
No,
buzzes are bad.
Yeah, buzz.
Right.
Harpy is not on there.
I'm going to go Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger's the easiest.
Gold Digger.
Right.
Ding. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Is that number one?
Gold Digger. No, you're about number 11. Let me do Steve Harvey. Top 18 answers on the board. Here's the question.
Aside from
succubus, name a word to describe Jordan Hudson. Katie, it's your turn here.
This is a hard game because you got to think what other people would say.
And you also have to think about what you can say on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. No, there's no FCC unfriendly words. These are all words that can be said on the radio.
Okay.
Greedy.
Boy, that's a good one. And greedy is, you know what? I'm going to do what they do on Family Feud, where they kind of if it's sort of close, they give it to. I'm going to give Katie a ding. Gold Digger is on here.
Okay,
that's close enough for greedy.
Gold Digger, greed. Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm a very, very easy grader.
What about evil.
Evil. Oh boy, look at you.
Abuser.
No, but okay. Evil. No. Evil. No. Abuser. Okay.
Yes.
Now the word victim is on here, and I'm guessing that's being used. Well, I think there's some people. You know, there was a lot of like Bill Belichick is a predator for doing this and whatnot. So
I mean, but she was victim. A consenting adult. He didn't get with her when she was.
Yeah.
I mean, she's young, but.
She can. You can get with a.
She's old enough to know she's making a bad decision.
Yeah, exactly.
I think technically you guys have only gotten two strikes according to Judge Sean Pendergast, but just for purposes of time,
hit me.
These were the. I'll give you the top three answers were on the board. Number three, drama.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two, controversy.
Okay.
Number one, weird.
I like our words.
Is weird.
The ones at the bottom,
disgusting, victim, fake, exploit,
fake,
disturbing,
fake. Yeah. Fake was the
manipulation. Fake. That's
manipulative.
A good one.
Can't wait to see.
Alarming.
Did they just write she's drama?
There is drama. Drama was number three on the board.
Drama
was number three. Yeah,
she's drama.
Twitter's not ever been.
There you go.
great on linguistics, Katie. I don't know if you've... No, Sean, thank you so much.
I love Family Feud. That was fun. I love the feud, man. I got to play the feud with Frito and Katie. It was fun.
Check about Sports Radio 610. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, so what are we doing with this? We're just going to fill time until, like, an appropriate time to make a grand announcement?
Well, I don't even think I'm making a grand announcement. I'm not going to... I mean, you know, I'm too nervous about that.
We all know what it is, right? But...
Well,
maybe not.
We'll get back.
First, in the effort of stalling.
Yes, thank you.
We know Oreo teamed up with Post Malone for the limited edition cookies. Now Selena Gomez has an Oreo to her name, a horchata Oreo, which I love.
I like that.
Right? So that horchata, Mexican Bev,
that
made
is
with milk, cinnamon, rice. The cookies are chocolate cinnamon flavored with two layers of creme. One layer is chocolate cinnamon flavored and the other has a sweetened condensed milk flavor with cinnamon sugar. Each cookie will have one of six embossed designs or signature, headphones, a record, and then Selenators.
Is that what they're called?
That's what fans are called.
Okay, whatever.
I can honestly say I've never said that word aloud.
No, I've never tried.
Selenators.
So it's like get elected to
every state. Selena says, growing up, horchata was one of those comforting things. Some of my favorite childhood memories involved drinking horchata with my family. And trust me, it tastes even better dipped in milk.
I feel like you guys have stepped your game up on the Oreo front.
Yeah.
Between the posty, which these aren't just like, you know, these are good flavors.
Exactly. Yeah. These are inventive.
We're hitting some good products.
The cookies will be available for pre-sale on June 2nd, and then they'll start hitting shelves on June 9th. I just love that celebs are getting into better games than just like perfume.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like, cereal. Oreos.
Complete that
like someone make a chip.
That,
you know, like this is this is what dreams are made of.
Think of the common thing that you consume. Like
my own brand of ketchup.
Look in your pantry. Go over your grocery list, people.
Red.
That's what you put your name on. Don't go for the high item.
No.
Go for the easy item. The one that's a breeze.
One that's bought by the common man.
No one's even gonna think about buying like 20 packs of it.
Man.
Like, yeah, give me that.
That's the key to success.
That's how you win.
You know how you don't?
Oh, so many ways, but what do you have? Just
apparently 3 more minutes. Mattel is running out of ideas.
Yes.
But they are excited to announce they found a new property to suck money out of. The game Whack-A-Mole. They're going to turn Whack-A-Mole into a movie.
Whack-A-Mole?
I don't know how. There's no word on a plot.
Whack-A-Mole?
Whack-A-Mole.
Are y'all doing the Disney thing? Like y'all had success with Barbie and now
did
it's...
Did we not learn our lesson?
Don't do that.
In a press release, they said Whack-A-Mole is more than a game. It's a laugh-out-loud battle of reflexes that has brought joy and a little chaos to families for 5 decades. We're beyond excited to turn the iconic experience into a wild, action-packed ride for the big screen.
What's the message? Because like, I feel like they packed a lot in Barbie. What message are you going to send in Whack-A-Mole?
I don't know, but I would like to see, and it's in the same vein as Whack-A-Mole.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Little Bunny Foo Foo movie. I would like to know,
Katie,
what drove Little Bunny Foo Foo to walk through that damn forest and scoop up all them field mice and bop them on their tiny little noggins.
That's a serial killer's
story. He's a villain.
He's a monster.
He is a monster. That's like a horror film.
He's a monster.
Like, what is his origin story?
Rabbits and mice are not natural enemies. He's going out of his way.
To be a jerk.
To stamp out the field mice.
I just need to know.
And he gets a bunch of them, too.
The villains? Have they somehow wronged him?
Not possible. Not possible.
I mean, the fairy that comes later makes me think that he's the issue, but I don't know that for sure.
I'm going to bet it's
Katie. Maybe she's under their employ.
This is Silence of the Lambs.
Field mouse.
This is 7. This is 7 with a rabbit. Is what this is.
I can feel no more.
I can't.
What is the announcement? 10 a.m. for the rodeo?
It's 10 a.m. for the rodeo.
Right, guys, it's
the
Cody
big
Johnson,
show.
Right?
Like, that's what
Cody
everyone's Johnson. Guess is because it's Cody's
birthday. We don't know. They don't tell us anything.
All I'm going to say is, A, we have not been told. And B, they could still head fake the hell out of you, right?
It would be funny.
Like now, would it be, is it going to be awesome if it's Cody? Hell yeah, it's going to be awesome. But if they, you know, they've been, you know, this is what you call telegraphing it, right? So what if they flip the script on you? We're going to find out together. Give them about five minutes and yeah, then we'll all celebrate. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.